This is WRNW 329. We're monitoring. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738.
Yeah, good morning out there. This is WRWB 489.
Yeah, so, good morning. How long did it take them to get that transformer replaced yesterday?
No, I guess it wasn't the transformer after all. It was just the branch had fallen on the power lines, and you know, I guess caused the power to get knocked out.
Oh, you said you heard a boom. So sometimes these line fuses go off like sticks of dynamite. So maybe that's what you heard.
That could have been, but it sure sounded like a transformer. And when I went out there and looked, I'm like, oh, I see there's a lot of slack on the one wire. And sure enough, I looked down and there was a tree branch on it. It pulled it down and shit.
Need some tree trimming in that area, evidently.
Well, we just had that about a few years ago, but the thing is, you know, Edison, they don't cut it themselves. They have a tree service that comes out and does it. They're like a contractor, I guess. And, yeah, they don't do a pretty good job, I'll tell you that. And when they do trim a tree up, they just hack it up and make it look all lopsided. They just, you know, they don't take no pride or no time.
I know, they did one in my backyard, I didn't even know what year it was. Sometime in the teens. And they take all the branches away, but they leave the big trunk, right, that they chop up. They leave it by the side of the tree. You have to dispose of that, but they'll take the smaller branches that they lop off. But yeah, you wouldn't even know they did that today. So that was probably at least 10 years ago, and you would never know it by looking at that tree today.
Well, yeah, some in my neighborhood, you could tell, man. That's like, you should have just taken the whole tree down. I mean, instead of leaving it like that, it made no sense. You know, there's one tree, you know, in my neighbor's backyard, front yard. They left all but, you know, one little tiny shoot. So they got this tree that's like, it's a pine tree. They got it basically looking like a tree trunk with one little branch sticking out.
Yeah, I can't think of where, but I've seen places where they have trees on the main garbage bag in the middle of the road. Trees alongside the street, you know, and they got power lines running there, and they get these trees chopped, like, in half. You know, it's just like bad engineering, you know, putting trees by power lines or power lines by trees.
Yep.
Looks like something off of Willy Wonka in a chocolate factory when, at the end of the movie, when they're in his office, right, and everything's cut in half. It's a half a desk, it's a half a clock. It's like a half a tree.
Pretty much, yeah.
Are we getting some interference? I'm hearing a funny release when I unkey.
No, no QRM on your end.
Okay, the system then, I notice it's like, sometimes like a double. All right, very good. Never know. I mean, it happens 80% of the time here in the morning, so.
Yeah, copy. Yeah, right. Yeah, you never know, especially around this time of the morning. Get a lot of unwanted QRM.
Well, anyways, got some much-needed rain the other day, which was a good thing. Cleared out by morning time. I don't think we're due for any rain, just cooler temperatures now for a few days. I think Sunday they're saying a high of 67 or 68 or something like that. I think 67 is actually what they said.
Yeah, copy.
And if it's sunny, that's a okay temperature. Fall time. Tapping us on the shoulder.
Yeah, well, fall is coming. Whether people like it or not. And in winter, it's going to be here to stay for at least 3 to 4 months.
I need that 1 minute here. Traffic's kind of busy early here this morning.
Yeah, at least the way I go to work, you know, it's light traffic. Now on the way home, it's different because they got construction all up that way. And, you know, traffic's just a bear.
Yeah, well, that construction is everywhere, putting pressure on other roads, and I got them half tore up, too. I know the whole 696 thing between, I think, 275 and 75 is tore up coming east, and next year they're going to do the westbound side, so I wonder how they're coming along on the eastbound side. They got to be getting close to wrapping that up here pretty soon, I would think.
Yeah, I'm not sure now. They got to put back those tunnels, or are they just going to leave it open?
Well, I mean, you know, it's shut down on one side, so I'm not sure what you were asking there.
WIUP 244.
Back off that mic a little bit. You're a little loud compared to Mike. I'm trying to compensate and level out the audio. Go ahead, Jim. Good morning.
Morning. I can clarify that for you. Eastbound 696 from the Lodge to 75 shut down until November of 2026. You got about another year and a month to go on that, a year and 2 months, actually. And then they'll work on the westbound side, like you're saying, but it's going to be closed down another year plus.
You need to kill your background audio. Your audio is really, really hot. I mean, the mic's is light, but I think yours is hot. You heard something in the background, too, so I think your mic's a little biased. Opposite of mic's hot. Yeah, okay, I thought they just said a year, and then next year, the other side, so... Sounds like it's all changed, or I didn't hear it right a while ago. I don't know. I appreciate the info, nevertheless.
Okay, I'm good, man. I'm going to be listening.
You going to put yourself in a corner?
Really, I'm just not, I got much to offer. I mean, I'm good, man. I'm just listening to you and Mike were chatting. I heard the 696 reference, and I knew I could help.
Yeah, morning time there, Jim. Okay, you
Chuck, call Pete, me. Jim, whatever you go by.
Go ahead and Paul, pick it up from there.
Yeah, we doubled, sorry. My fault on that one. I lost power on the radio for a minute, so.
...73 and out.
All right, we'll check you out. You are out of here. Seems a little grumpy, doesn't he?
I guess. I don't know. Who knows? Usually he's in here longer than just for, what, 2 minutes.
Well, this radio thing isn't for everybody.
USBT 754. Monitoring.
Monitoring.
Morning, fellas.
Good morning, Mike.
You know, when people say that, it's like, well, what the hell are you monitoring? Okay? I mean, just say you're out here and you're standing by. You know, that makes a lot more sense, right?
Well, look, so I see it this way. Are you ready?
Go for it.
So there could be people with the radio on just listening, right? So if it's been quiet for a long time, somebody may just turn it on and listen for a few minutes and say, okay, there's no activity. I'll just make my presence known, and that's okay. But when in the middle of a conversation for somebody to key up, identify, and say they're monitoring, illogical, Captain. You didn't do that. I'm not talking about you, Charlie. I'm talking about what has happened out here in the past. It's goofy.
I know. I did that on purpose.
Oh, no, and I get that, but because the subject come up, I figured I'd touch on it again, you know what I mean? I mean, it's not like I'm popping pills and drinking alcohol all day, you know what I mean? So, I can see things for what they are.
Yeah, not everybody gets to have the life of a QRMer. I know I gotta work for a living to support them fools.
You're doing the right thing.
You're doing a good deed so they can piggyback off your income.
You get my money, and you get my money. Everybody gets my money.
It's like the lottery. I'm just amazed on how much the government takes from you, state and federal. I mean, it's like the only big winners are them. Every time.
They don't have to buy the ticket.
Yeah, cut me in on that deal.
Go ahead and call me state right now.
Mike?
Speaking of lotto, I won $7 yesterday on the Powerball. Ooh. Enough to buy me a cup of coffee and have some left over for a hot dog.
Okay, what'd you hit for $7? I hit the Powerball itself, you know, for $4. What yielded you $7? Probably one of the regular numbers and a Powerball, or two regular numbers? What?
You know, to be quite honest, I'm not sure. I just, all I know is I scanned the ticket, it says you're a winner, and I just took it up to the cashier, and she cashed me out.
Man, see, I needed, so I think you probably got 3 white balls. That's what I think you got. Maybe the Powerball and a regular number, I don't know. Maybe that's the combo. I don't know it by heart. I don't play it that often, so. Anyways, well, congratulations, $7. So. And you probably used it all while you were having your coffee to book a flight to Florida or Hawaii.
No, I didn't do that.
Well, you take away the $2 you spent for the ticket, you made out $5. Smoking money.
Yeah, don't spend that all at one McDonald's.
Are you kidding me? These days they laugh at you at McDonald's with a $5 bill.
I don't eat that stuff anymore, but, I mean, I think, you know, to get, like, a medium-sized fries drink and a Big Mac or something is probably $12.
Yeah, between $12, $15 anymore, you might as well go to a sit-down restaurant.
It's true, yeah.
Not lying. Now, Wendy's, though, they do have that $5 biggie bag where you can get nuggets, fries, drink, and a burger for, like, $5.
You walk into McDonald's these days and slap down a 5-spot, they're going to hand you a napkin.
Yeah, pretty much. WSHM 738.
WRWB 49. Well, the problem is, you know, these McDonald's employees, if they want to make skilled trade wages, you know, and they're non-skilled workers. It's like, you can't do that.
NWSBT 754. Well, to them it's skilled, I guess. They made it all the way to Fry Cook, man. They started out at the counter. So I guess they're skilled labor. All right, gentlemen, in the parking spot. Time to make the joke. We will catch you by next week. I'll holler at you on the way home tonight there, Mike. 7-3 round. WSBT 754.
Okay, I was going to see if Mike was going to grab it. He did not. All right. See you, Charlie. Have a good weekend, and hope the day goes by quick for you. Mike?
Yeah, it's insane what they want at fast, you know, these fast food places anymore. It's ridiculous.
I thought you were going to say goodbye to Charlie. That's where he left it. All right, anyways, Charlie's checked out. James is checked out. There you go. Well, hey, look, I'm all for people making more money, of course. And they're nice enough to pass the cost down to you. Of course, that's the way it's got to work, so I don't know. You know, it's, I hate to be one of them old fuddy-duddies, but, you know, when I was in high school working, you know, like, I think at some point in 80 or 81, it was like $3.25 an hour, so. But, you know, that's a long time ago, man. 45 years, you know, things got to progress somehow. I think they got it better off today than we had back at $3.25 an hour. So, anyways, over to you, Mike.
Yeah, no, I said goodbye to Charlie, or unless we all doubled at the same time. But anyways, yeah, no, I get what you mean. You know, it's just, you know, some of these people, they expect to make, what, $30 an hour flipping burgers? I mean, come on, that's impossible.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't want to pay the price for that burger. So, crazy. All right, Mike, I'm going to get out of here. I'll catch you later. Have a good day. The jammers are waking up. They tried to get in way, 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 way underneath you. I could barely detect them, but they're trying. All right, we'll see you. Have a good morning. WRWB 489 from WSHM 738. We'll see you. Good morning.
Yep. Good morning. We'll catch you later. Yeah, they're not doing a very good job anyway. And they could try, but they're never going to succeed. Roger.
Yeah, shameful. Bunch of low-class welfare recipient losers. We'll see you later. WSHM 738.
Okay, we'll catch you later. WRWB 49 will be standing by.
Jamming. WSHF 567, morning time channel.
WRUU 850, good morning. WRBY 660, was that you making all that ruckus?
Ha! Ah, listen to you. I was going to go make some noise over in the other one.
I was monitoring this one, and I just kept hearing key ups and static, so I wasn't sure what was going on, but, yeah.
Nah, it's probably the knuckleheads. Who knows? But anyhow, I just, I haven't been on this one actually to talk in quite some time, so I figured I'd throw it out there. I just got out of the bagel joint.
I caught the tail end of you going in there as I was getting in the truck, but this is the first time this radio has been over here since I fixed it the other day.
Well, it sounds really good. Sounds fantastic, so cool. Is that the 150?
Yeah, I forgot why. Oh, we were testing Phil's antenna, so I already had it out of the truck. I finally decided to bring it in. He's got a, what do they call it, Rig Expert. We put my 2x4 on it. The it's not that great on GMRS. I thought it was better. Eric said it was supposed to be pretty good, but it's like 2-1, 2-2.
Yeah, is that one you were, he's got that Breedlove mount, and he's got to get a new MO for it? Is that that situation?
Yeah, he got a new MO. I think the problem went away. I think he got a new truck, so he's still on the install part. So I'm sure there'll be a different set of problems that we'll have to tackle, but he's picking up stuff quick.
All right, so that mount, that NMO took care of that swerve problem, eh?
Yeah, it had to have been that center conductor that was all gorged out, not making good contact on the center pin for the 2x4. So as soon as he put in, I think he even bought a cheap Amazon one, and it was night and day once he put it in.
Well, that's what you guys had it narrowed down to, so there you go. Good. All right, very good. I didn't hear what the outcome of that was. And yeah, it's a long cruise, you know, from here to there. And you know, you're gonna be pushing, the limits one way or the other. I've got some NMO 270s that I run, and then I've got some commercial versions that it's the same exact antenna, but you know, they're tweaked, you know, for the business end. And I should try, you know, both of them side by side and see which one's better overall.
I would be curious. I can't run anything else other than this 2x4 or something bigger. I haven't tried bigger, but I've tried smaller, and no bueno when I'm as far out as I am.
If I remember correctly, the 2x4 is a lot like an NMO 270, right? Coil, whip, it's got a mid-coil, or is it more involved than that?
I don't know. It's got the pigtail coil in the middle. It comes apart in, I think, two or three pieces, and it looks like it's got somewhat of a loaded base.
Yeah, it's very much like the NMO 270, which are my go-tos. You know, base coil and then a coil in the center. You know, it can be either open with the pigtail, like you say, or some are encased. The commercial ones are generally encased, but yep, I think those are 5/8 over half or something. I forget what the hell the, you know. That's where Don, Professor Don, would have said, yes, that's a 5/8 over a half wave or something like that. He'd have that Google food in no time.
It might have been him that even recommended it. It was either him or Dave. I can't remember. But my only complaint is it's got those set screws on it, and they always manage to get loose. I guess I could Loctite it, but I was cleaning it the other day, and I pulled the whole thing apart, and I have not tightened it since.
Well, see, that's the good thing about me. Unless it's more involved and I'm just not, I'll look it up when I get to work here. I'm way ahead of schedule this morning. But I'll look it up and see what that is. And you have to give me the name one last time. But the only set screw on the NMO 270 is just where the entire whip connects to the big, you know, to the base loading coil. There's one, maybe two set screws down there, and I've never had any problem at all with anything loosening up on those.
Yeah, there's a set screw. I think there's a set screw at the base, and then there's a set screw, two set screws at the pigtail. So I think it's three sections all together. There's the base, the midsection, and the tip. So I just need to tighten the midsection. But I was telling Phil the other day because he was worried that his antenna was bad because the SWR was all jacked up. And I was like, dude, I've had this, I don't know, it's going over 3 years now. I've had it since I became a ham, and it's been flawless.
Yep. Yeah, well, it sounds good. Works good. I don't even know what I'm running on this card. So I didn't bother to see this. I'm driving the Porcupine this morning. So I think this is a fixed. Oh, wait a minute, no, I'm on that radio. This one is a bizarre, we call it the Coke can. This is the thing Motorola came up with specifically for this radio. Multi-band. I have no idea how it performs, you know, as far as SWR goes. I should crack out the analyzer and sweep it sometime just to satisfy your curiosity.
Is that one of those stubby, thick ones that you see on the Jeep fenders?
Well, this is my tri-band radio, so it's one of my tri-band antennas. I don't remember which one. I got one that looks pretty normal. It looks like, you know, any other coil-loaded whip. But I got this one. I call it the coffee can or the Coke can or something like that. It's just the base coil is this monstrous. It's you know, 6-8 inches tall, and it's about 3 inches round, and it's got a big like spring on the top of it. And then it's got a stinger coming out of there with, I think it's even got a load. It's craziest looking thing. It's their tri-band antenna that, you know, was designed for this radio. And I wanted to try one to see if it was all that. I just shrug. It's no better than anything else. But it is tri-band, which is nice. Those are not easy to come by, and I do need the third band.
I know you're not far, but you sound real, real good.
Yep, I'm just pulling in the lot here, so very close. And way ahead of schedule, so holy cow, looks like I got here the same time as my... Oh no, who is that? Huh. Did I beat? I think I did. Wow, I think I beat my, I think I beat my 7:30 guy. That's pretty rare.
Well, you're super early then. I think that new Kenwood's got 220 on it. I don't know if it's worth buying another antenna. I don't think I'd get a whole lot of use out of it. I've never once used it on my 75. But I texted you a link for that 2x4. If you're that early and bored, you got something to look at.
Yeah, I'll take a look at that. I will. All right, I'm going to transition over to the handheld. I'll probably catch you back on the other. I'll be back in here in a couple minutes. WRUU 850.
Sounds good. I got about another 10 here. WRBY 680.
WSFP 902. From WSFZ 793. You up, Frank? I guess not yet. No contact. Station 902. WSOZ 793. I'm listening.
WSHS 567. Good morning. Time 793.
Morning time. Right back to you, 567. Sammy, what's happening?
On the video chat with the caveman, just heard you in there and thought I'd say good morning.
Yeah, Roger that. Appreciate that. Well, good morning right back to you. And tell caveman I said good morning, whoever he is. I'll let you get back to your chat, man. We'll catch you in a little bit there. WSRZ 793, I'm listening.
WSU 202, good morning.
Good morning right back, 202, what's happening?
Put all the fellas on my planet yesterday, just out there looking at it.
Yeah, right today. You gotta quit moving around, man, you're fading in and out. Power on that thing or something, or get in the Goya antenna. I can hear you, but it's really fuzzy.
Well, there you go. I'll settle that problem for you.
Right. What did you do?
I went in the other room on the base.
Yeah, big improvement, of course. Now I can hear you. What's that handheld you got?
That's a bow thing, right?
Yeah, is you running the stock bow thing antennas on it, or you got an Nagoya on it?
No, just that little 6-inch plastic one that came on it, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. That explains some of it. I'm buffing antennas, and factory antennas ain't all that hot. I found that out. Then I got this Nagoya 177, or 771, I get the two confused, but then I can walk anywhere in the house now and access the repeaters and do things there, but yeah, you just gotta find your sweet spot, that's all.
Yeah, the sweet spot sitting in this room at this desk, Roger.
Yeah, Roger that. All right, man, I'm going to wave a good morning to you, and then I'm going to sit back, listen, drink my coffee, and get my head together. So we'll talk to you in a little bit, man. We're going. You have a good day. We'll talk to you in a little bit. WSFZ 793, I'm listening.
Yeah, I guess it really helps, too, when the antenna is 20, 25 foot in the air.
I don't even have mine outside. Mine's on a cookie sheet behind me. I can turn around and there it is.
Yep, I remember. It works good as long as you don't forget to open the window, right?
Yeah, so far it's served me well. I'm really happy with it. It's a Nagoya, too. It's a magnet mount. 177 is 771. I get the two confused. It don't matter. Don't care. 177, 771, yeah. It's a Nagoya, and it works.
Hey, man, Roger, Dad, it's always sounding good, man, you know. But then again, yeah. No, it's not good yet. Yeah, we'll let you go, man. We'll just sit here monitoring.
Yeah, Roger that. All right, man. We'll talk to you in a few. Again, WSFZ 793. Listening and waking up.
202, and we're clear.
Little brown kid. Little brown kid. Little brown kid.
This is WSET 257, I mean mobile and monitoring.
Good morning to you, WSET 202, and we're waving.
Waving right back, WSET 257.
WIZX 218. WIUG WSIJ 839 listening.
Puddle Brown 10.
W8FU. Oops, wrong mic. Man, this radio's never over here. WRUU850.
WSMC 793, WSIC 866, you're on.
Yeah, come on, who's calling me? WSMC 793.
Yeah, it's WSIC. Hey, I was talking to you.
Yeah, you're breaking up pretty bad a little bit. Hold on a sec.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
I looked that thing up, and it doesn't list being able to transmit GMRS frequencies.
Well, I think it does, because I think the guy I was talking to was talking on it.
Yeah, but when I looked up the specifications on it, it stops at 450 megahertz.
Really? I'm going to have to look at that again. Hold on a second. I must have missed that part. Where is it at? Let me see here. Oh, come on. I could have just seen something that said transmits on GMRS, but then it disappeared. All right, give me a second. Let me take a look here.
Okay, now, Frank, 793. This is 902.
Go ahead, 992.
Roger, it's 902. Anyway, yeah, I'm broadcasting right now on GMS, GMRS, and I'm just picking up your call real easy here. It transmits on all of them. What?
Hey, Roger, that 902. I'm sorry about that. I didn't mean 992. That came out of my mouth before I could catch it. I meant to say 902. I know who you are. Yeah, that's what I just told the gentleman out there. I said, I believe when I talked to you on it, you were talking off of it.
Yeah, roger that. It works great. I don't have any trouble on GMRS with it.
Hey, well, I'll turn it over to him, and you and him can have at it. I thought when I checked it out, it said it transmitted all of them. When he told me what he discovered, I thought maybe I read this wrong. But you do have at it there. Good afternoon time. WSFZ 793, I'm listening.
Roger that, 793.
Yeah, so it does transmit. It's kind of odd that I looked it up on Amazon, and it says it stops transmission at 450 megahertz.
Well, I'm testing right now with it. It must be an error on their part because it works very well. The only problem I have with this radio is the software that you use to program it. It's really a bear. It's not anything like this, but it works very well though once you get started. But you're going to have to put a lot of frequencies in by hand.
Well, I just wondered if there was a difference from ordering it direct from Rad Teller or ordering it from Amazon. I know that Bofang had to stop some of theirs. They couldn't get them licensed until they GMRS. But I just wondered the same thing with Rad Teller. WSIC 866.
Roger that. WSCM 902. Yeah, it's this particular radio. I got a good deal on it because it was a used radio or a return to Amazon or whatever they are, and they had one. And I said, hey, I'll give it a shot. So I haven't had any issues with it, other than it being a little bit difficult to deal with in terms of programming. And it's a pretty complex rig actually. So.
I just spotted a bummer here. I missed yesterday.
Yeah, what's that?
On the transmit, side. It'll transmit 18 to 32 megahertz, but it says in FM only. That's kind of a bummer, man. CB is down in there and everything, and, you know, that's all AM.
Roger that. That's true. It's the FM to modulate to have to go around that. So, yeah, it uses FM, definitely.
Yep, I can do that. It's,
yeah, well, you know, Big Yawa, I'm going to have to look this over some more and try not to, like I did yesterday, and hurried up through it. I'm going to bring it up a little bit and go through everything and see what it all says. All right, gentlemen, didn't mean to get in there. I'm back on the side, quiet.
Roger that, 793.
One day here in the near future, we're going to have to get together. I'd like to exchange some information with you, seeing we live not that far apart. So let's plan on doing that sometime in the near future. WSIC.
SC902 here. What I was going to say is, I got you on the radio here, is, you know, with the hams, they got these clubs that they have in various places. That's a good thing. A lot of them meet up at different restaurants and talk about their gear and things like that. Is there any such thing around here in this part of the line, satellite, further away? I mean, just somebody that has a group like that?
Yeah, I only caught part of that transmission. You were starting to break up. The WSIC 866 is clear.
Oh, Roger that 866. I was just saying, is there clubs for GMRS around here in this area?
I'm not aware of any. But it's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I figure, you know, there's a lot of people in this area that are very interested in it. And I know that it seems like it would be a good thing to start. So just throwing that out there. I'm just figuring this thing out that it really helps when you can have a group to come together and enjoy the hobby.
Yep, I'd agree with that. What do you think, Dave?
WRZN493, like to chime in.
Yeah, go ahead, 493, this is 902.
Sound like somebody got stepped on. Was somebody else trying to say something?
No, go ahead, this is 902.
There was a gentleman, I don't remember his call sign or name, but he gave me a little bit of a heads up on a little organization called USICA. I believe they're out of Utica-Shelby area, but they may not have something GMRS specific, but they may have something more along the lines of like a radio club that meets up.
Yeah, Roger that. I know most of these ham, a lot of the ham groups that I've listened to have these little places where they meet up and they have radio clubs, but I've never really heard one that specifically is just for GMRS. But, you know, all of it is fine, they have and GMRS. So, anyways.
I mean, there's always, you know, starting your own. I mean, if you wanted to look into something like that.
Yeah, Roger that. I'm thinking about it. There's enough people around here that that I think would enjoy it, and we could get together once in a while and go over some stuff that's going on.
I'm kind of right there with you. I mean, even if it was just one of those, you know, once a month things, you know, meeting at a coffee shop or restaurant or whatever and just shooting the breeze.
Yeah, roger that. That's exactly what I'm talking about. Just talking about their gear and talking about anything that's going on and with their ideas or whatever. I don't know. I know they have them in other parts of the country and probably other parts of the state as well. But it sounds like something that's worthwhile doing.
Yeah, no, I definitely agree. I'd personally be, you know, down to, you know, meet up every once in a while. But, I mean, I can be driving, you know, 75-plus miles, you know, to go to some other city, you know, somewhere else, you know, outside of Metro Detroit area.
Yeah, roger that. I'm the same way. And with this MIA network they have here, it's a wonderful thing. It's great. How that works, and you know, people can come together and help people listen to you all the way. And I guess service on this network is great, but you know, once in a while, everybody can give their and coordinate all that stuff.
I know, definitely agree. I mean, this is my my primary channel that I'm monitoring, but it's only when I'm in my work van. But, I mean, at that rate, I'll keep my ear to the ground for you guys, and, I mean, if anybody starts something up, you know, I'd be definitely down to join in.
Yeah, roger that. I'm going to check into it more and try to come up with some ideas and perhaps logistics of some sort to work something out. So, I don't know. I just have to do more research, but I think it would be a good thing. There's enough people that are interested in it, and they definitely can, you know, have a good time with it. So,
yeah, no, I mean, I'll keep looking around, but yeah, no, if I hear anything from you guys, you know, I'll definitely chime in. But I'm going to be pretty much going free and clear from here on out. WRZN 493.
Roger that. WCM 902, we're clear as well.
You still there, 902?
WSHF 7, monitoring from the garage.
WFCQ 996. You got a copy. This is WRWB 49. Copy on WFCQ 996. This is WRWB 49 on the Santa Barbara.
WSIC 866, monitor.
You come back again with that call sign, Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848 on a mobile, heading to Winter Pier on 275, come on.
Good afternoon, everybody. This is WSET 257, going to be mobile line monitoring.
WSOZ 793 monitoring.
Yeah. Happy Friday, everyone.
WSIC 866 mobile, monitoring.
WSFT 902-973, you got it on? WSFT 902-973, you got it on, babe? Response 902, WSFT 902. Listener. WIUG 48, copy. WSHR, 966, on the air, monitoring. WHHR 66W844. WSHF 567, monitoring. WSHF 567, monitoring.
WSHI 847, WIUG 48, copy. Station 847, station out there 847, WRUG 28, copy.
WSEA 848 monitoring mobile.
WSIU 709 mobile monitor.
Now you're hitting the repeater, but you're really low speed. I can barely hear you.
Thank you.
I just can't hear you. I am 275 down here by Flat Rock, Campbell North, and the mobile Whiskey San Alpha, Alpha
48. I'm out here at, I guess this would be like 13 mile and 94, so think clear shores.
Yeah, I didn't get any of that. I just got a little bit off the repeater, but we got a walkie-talkie. Sounds like you're on narrow band repeater for wide, so I want to check that. But try again. Whiskey San Echo Alpha. Clear.
Station 847. Station 847. WIUG. Wait 8, copy. WIUG 48, clear.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Yes, good afternoon. How you doing?
I went down here to Luna Lapeer to pick up my book cabinet for the better half and bring it back up there where I'm at there in Tyrone Township. And then the mobile. And I hear another guy out there. I just couldn't get to hear him. He was hitting the repeater, but it kind of sounded like he was on narrow band. Back to you.
How about now? Is now any better? Because I was on the Detroit repeater.
Copy that, Jack. Sound a lot better. That's what I'm hitting right now. I'm down here by the airport, and I'm rolling northbound on 275. And how's this thing sound?
Sound good. I don't know what kind of radio you have out there. What's the name of that radio?
This is a Raid Oddity DB40G. I got it tuned in. It's really matching real good. I'm having really good luck with it. I think I'll buy another one of these.
Yeah, those are the best radio. I got two of them, but I'm talking on a different one right now. It's a DYT-9600.
Copy that. You're my first contact. I talked to you when I was in London working for the water main company up there, and you were my first contact about a year or so ago. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. I'm thinking about putting a repeater. I got a couple of them I'm looking at, and I got one over to Jeff. I'm probably going to end up buying and putting in my base, because I got the DB20 on my base, but I don't really get on it like I should.
Where are you going to put that repeater?
Yeah, it's a Motorola. It's you know, the dual setup, and it's got the gotta have that 15 amp hour supply to run it. and I think I will be hooking that up and get that going pretty soon for everybody. It's because where we're at, there's no repeaters, and you really got to have something to hit the flex repeater.
Where is that location going to be, you know?
It's going to be right Marshallville, Michigan, where it's going to be at. Right there on 23 in Heartland.
That would be nice out that way on the 23. Roger.
Yeah, Roger, that'd be real nice. That way us local guys can talk, actually, can actually hit the repeaters. And this is a couple of guys that live around Howell and Brighton area that have trouble getting out. So I said, what the heck, I'm just going to do it. And because nobody else wants to help along with it, so I'm just going to do it myself and give everybody something to talk with. So Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha 848, back to you, Jack.
Sure, yeah, but you sounded good. They kept a little bit crackling, which is no big deal because I know you're driving. So you sounded good in that DB20. Like I said, I got two of them. One in the truck and one at home.
Wow, that reminds me. How's the ham area working for you? Is that doing pretty good for you now? Are you getting right into it?
One more time, I didn't catch that.
Said, how's the ham operator going? Are you really getting into it? Is it really great, or have you having a lot of fun with that?
I'll be honest with you, it's a lot of fun. You should become one ham operator. You should get your ticket. And really, you'll enjoy it a lot more. I'm on worldwide. I was talking to Australia. I was talking to on my Yaesu 710, Canadian, Quebec. Oh, it's all over. Today it was all over too. Today it was from France.
That's awesome. I'm glad that's working out for you. You're just limited to 2 meters, right? Or you go ahead and get to the rest of the licenses, you know, you went up to the third level or the fourth level or whatever they have there.
First you take your technician, then after that the general. Well, that will give you a lot of variety of channels. But the technician was 10 meters, the band was open today. And that's why I was talking to 5-6 people.
I can study it again, but not a whole lot. You know, work and other things just got to be kind of anchored down a little bit. But we are definitely studying here and there. So hopefully in the next couple months we'll give her a shot. Over.
Sure, okay. Here's what you study. Study the exam till you get 100% and go take your test.
Copy. We're going to give our best here and go for it because I really want to get back into the CW like my dad did. And I really enjoy that, you know, Morse code, you know, out there. And I'm looking forward to doing that, because, you know, my dad came from the war, and that's what he did in the war, and I just can't wait to do what he did, you know, kind of like father the family tree there.
Roger, today I was talking to Brazil, and really on that 10 meter, and that is that first step when you get your ticket.
Copy. Well, I can't wait. I'll just keep studying as I go until I get it right to max. I pretty much know most of the stuff, but, you know, I've been messing with radios all my life. I've been soldering and I rebuild. I used to solder a lot but not anymore. You know, my hands start to shake and I can't solder like I used to, but it's all fun.
I got the same problem. My hands shake and I can't solder nothing really. I had two solder and it doesn't work the right way. I have two antennas to do it, but it's not that good. Anyhow, if you need to see this test online, there's test to walk in. If you need the one online, I have a friend there. He'll do it for you online.
Copy that. I know we'll get a chance there. We'll have to swap phone numbers there and stay in contact with you there, because after all, you're my first contact on GMRS, and I kind of took that for granted. I kind of like it, so, you know, whenever I hear you out there, I try to get in here and talk to you, you know, and say hi to everybody, and you know, Whiskey Sam Echo Alpha, 848 for identification. Back to you.
Roger that. Anytime you want, I'll give you my email. It's better. And you send me an email and you can put your phone number there.
Like a plan. I get a chance, Jack. I'll do that and we'll touch bases. And are you going to the GMRS breakfast tomorrow? Oh, that's right. You're in Rochester and I'm all the way over in Howell.
I'll be there tomorrow morning.
Yeah, I'm going to go tomorrow morning too. They have a little get together there in Howell there at the cafe there. They got like a private ham club that sits over there, and they got their own tower and everything, and I usually slide in and eat breakfast with them every now and then.
Yeah, then let me know. I'll give you my phone number if you'd be there. No problem at all.
That sounds like a good deal there, Jack. Definitely do that. You get a chance and work and everything piling up, you know, and all the schools and stuff in the area needed, you know, in the cities, you know, I work for the city a lot. And, you know, 8 hours turns into 13 hours, 13 hours turns into 14 hours, you know how it goes.
Oh yeah, tell me about it. I've done that, believe me. I've done that so many times in my life. I started working when I was 15 years old. And, oh no, you can't go home right now. Oh, okay, no problem. Hang around another hour and drag another hour to another 5 hours.
I know what you mean. Then the hours go by, then the days go by, then this thing, you know, you've been with that government 6, 7, 8 years, and you go, what happened?
You're right about that, and this is WIUG 488 for an ID.
Echo Alpha 848 ID. Yep, so hopefully in the next week or two, I got a tower. I got my antenna up. I thought I just got to put a repeater on it, so I'm going to go to Jeff probably next week and pick that Motorola up and get it online and get it registered, and away we go. Hopefully everything works out good.
Yeah, if we meet tomorrow, let me know. I'll give you my number. I don't have no problem with that. You take care and you have a good evening. And drive safe out there. WIUG 488.
Hello there, Jack. It's been a great privilege talking to you again. We're out here on 275 coming up to Novi. So we're going to be on the side there and listen. Whiskey Sam Elko Alpha 848, and we are monitoring.
WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. One more time. WSTI 847. WIUG 48, copy. WIUG, 28 Claire.
WSIL 946, monitoring the frequency tonight. WSIL 946, monitoring.
Copy you. You're a little scratchy, but I copy you.
Thank you. Appreciate the radio check. We got a connector going bad here.
Modulation was a little bit better. WTSI 218. Roger, copy that. WTSI 218, standing by.